We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Gimel. In our versions, it's page 408, the left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page, where the paragraph begins with the words, Avol HaPoigem Bebris. Rav Nosson Zal has been speaking about the topic of Tikkun HaBris and Pegam HaBris as it relates to the topic of Hashgacha versus the lack of Hashgacha. Hashem looking at us, this halacha again is based on chapter 51 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of Emes and Sheker. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Doiver Shkorim Lo Yikoin Leneged Einai, that a person who lies cannot be in front of the eyes of Hashem. So Sheker removes the eyes of Hashem. Emes brings the eyes of Hashem upon us. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke a lot about Hashgacha, Hashgacha Proti, and about connecting Koidem Abriya and Achar Abriya. And now let's continue from where we're up to. This is one of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal has a very intense, clear discussion on the topic of Tikkun HaBris. Avol HaPoigem BeBris. In the previous paragraph, he spoke about Zivug Dikdusha and what it brings about, how it brings the eyes of Hashem upon us. And that's why we do it. The best time is Friday night. And Rav Nosson Zal touched on the Kiddush of Friday night, how we look at the kois, we look at the wine. Avol HaPoigem BeBris. Whereas a person, chas v'shalom, who commits sins of pigam abris, ubifrat chet er v'oinon, especially the sin which er and oinon committed, which is called zera levatolo, wasting seed, chas v'shalom, shohayu mashchisin zaron, they destroyed and wasted their seed, boze pogmu bo'inayim, by doing that, they sinned against the eyes. They messed up the eyes. Bo'inayim daika, specifically the eyes. We mentioned previously the pasuk Vayihi Er Bechor Yehuda Ra Be'enei Hashem, that he was evil, he was considered evil before the eyes of Hashem. We see that this sin of Pegam HaBris is associated with the eyes. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch, the terminology that's used there regarding what happens when a person's poigim in bris. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how the exact terminology that's used in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch relates perfectly to our discussion, to our chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Nun Aleph, and what we've been saying here. Ki shichva zera hu mo'or einayim v'koyach haguf kemo shekosu b'Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, who says, and the Gemara, I believe, which says that the seed of a person is associated with the vision, the person's ability to see, and the strength of the body. And this is why the Rambam warns, do not over-engage, do not overindulge, chas v'shalom, in relations, because the relations, the more the relations, the more a person is giving away the vision of his eyes and the strength of his body. Umi shemoitzi zera levatolo chas v'shalom, and therefore a person who chas v'shalom wastes seed, who mafrid oir ho'einayim min klolius habria, that person causes a break, a separation between the eyes, which eyes? The eyes of Hashem and the creation, the world. He causes a break in that hashgacha. The adaraba, and just the opposite of what hashgacha does, haklipois vasitrachra mekablin hatipois. When a person chas v'shalom misuses the seed or misplaces the seed, then the seed goes over to the sitrachra, to the other side, and they draw shehem oyer ho'enayim. They draw this light of the eyes. Shehem mazike alma, they are destructive forces of the world. Vehe mazike nesoilam, and they harm the world. Ki elu haklipois boen achakach, umachnisin kfirois, ubilbulim, vakmimi is belave. Because these klipois, if we nourish them, if we give them strength, if we give away our seed to them, if we give away the vision of our eyes to them, then they come back and they inject into us denial of Hashem, all kinds of doubts and crookedness of the heart. And they try to hide and to distance the supervision of Hashem from the world. Just like this person who committed the Pigama Bris, he distanced his seed. We said the seed is the vision of the eyes. He distanced his seed from the woman of holiness, from a religious woman, from his wife, from the proper place. So by his doing that, by his removing the seed and not attaching it to Isha Yiras Hashem, he causes a reaction up in heaven that Hashem removes his eyes. The supervision of Hashem's eyes is removed from the world, which is Kaviyochel, the wife of Hashem. Shehu Bechinas Harchokas Oyer Einei HaHashgocha Miklolius Habriya. That's what causes the distancing of the eyes of Hashem, the supervision of Hashem, from the world. In this case, the world corresponds to the woman, the wife, because just like a wife receives from her husband, the world is the wife of Hashem. The world receives its nourishment and everything from Hashem. V'alkein nechshav ke'ilu hechzir ha'olam letoyu vavoyu. And this is why the Gemara says that a person who commits this sin, it's as if he brought the world back to total darkness before Hashem turned on the lights to the world, chas v'shalom. And it's as if he brought a flood to the world. Because again, the flood was brought to the world, the Torah says, ki hishchis kol basar es darkei loretz, because of this hashchasa, which is the same term that's used for Pigama Bris. V'alkein, so again, Rav Nosson Zal showing how the terminology that's used in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch corresponds exactly with what we're referring to here. V'alkein kosheloi mo'oid lo shuv l'Hashem yizborach. And that's why the Holy Sforim, the Zohar HaKadosh, tells us that a person who commits this sin, it's extremely difficult for that person to do tshuva. Because this person has become very, very distant from truth. Because about this sin of Pigama Bris, Zera Levatola specifically, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 57, Va'atem Yilde Fesha Zera Sheker. You are children of sin. Pesha is the worst type of sin, sin that's committed spitefully. Zera Sheker. You are false seed. Because again, true seed is seed that goes to the proper place and it's productive. It produces kosher Jewish children. When the seed, chas v'shalom, is misdirected, it's misplaced, it's wasted, that's called zera sheker. That's called false. And we said truth is what draws the eyes of Hashem upon us. Sheker is what removes the eyes of Hashem from us. Hanechomim bo'elim, the pasuk continues there. So that's why it's so difficult for a person who commits this sin to do tshuva, because he removed the supervision of Hashem completely from the world, not just himself, from the whole world, chas v'shalom. But doesn't mean can't do tshuva. We know the Zohar HaKadosh uses that term, that a person who commits this type of sin, there's no tshuva for it. And Rabbeinu Zal said that only I know the true meaning of what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, and I'm telling you there is tshuva. We know the Shelo HaKadosh also, in other Sforim, write that the Zohar HaKadosh does not mean literally no tshuva, because the Gemara says there's no such thing as no tshuva. Just part of this person's tshuva is that he has to see that it says no tshuva, and he's got to say, tough luck, I'm coming anyway. Because part of this person's tshuva is to be told, get out of here and don't come back. Can't come back. And this person needs to know that when they say can't come back, it means very hard to come back. V'ikr tshuvosayhu b'meshe kilkel yisaken. The main solution for this person, the main tshuva for this person is that in that which he destroyed, he should repair. He was poigim in the mid of yisoid. Yisoid is tikkun abris. His tikkun is ki ikr tshuvosay hu ho emes. His main tshuva is truth, honesty. We said that pigamabris, this kind of pigamabris, is called zera sheker. His tikkun is emes. What kind of emes? Shetzorich lishtade lekarivatzmoy letzadike emes. This person has to make every effort in the world to come close to true tzadikim, kedei lekabel mehem etzoy samitiyos, in order to receive from them true advice. Rabbi Nazar writes in chapter 7 in Likut Imran that the advice that one receives from a tzaddik is called kuloi zera emes, seed of truth, again, which is the opposite of this kind of pigamabris. Bechina zera emes, veyate daitoi tomid lehistakel rak alo emes. And this person, a person who committed this type of sin, has to do everything in his power to focus on the truth, to stick to the truth and focus on the truth. Validei ho emes, yizke leida, and by this person attaching himself to the true tzaddikim and getting true advice from them, and by this person being as honest as he possibly can, this person will be zoicha to the ultimate truth, which is to know shegam shom boitzem ha-hastoro va'aloma v'srachkus she'erchiz hashkochosiz bormitoi, that even where this person finds himself in such darkness, where Hashem is so hidden from him, and he has supposedly removed the supervision of Hashem from himself completely, gam shom nistero hashkochoso yisporach. The supervision of Hashem is with him. It's just very hidden. He's caused it to be covered up and hidden and to seem as if it's gone, but it's not gone. Ki hu yisporach mechaye es kulam. Because the Torah tells us Hashem gives life to everybody. Everybody means everybody, no exceptions. Rak shehu eino yizoyche lirois. It's just that this person doesn't see it migoydel ha-hastora, because of the great hiddenness al yedei avoynoisav, which this person caused through his sins. Through his sins, he shut the lights and he put darkness and more darkness and more darkness around him. But that doesn't mean that he's been able to disconnect completely from Hashem, because that's just about impossible. V'haklal, and therefore, the rule is she'ikr huho emes, that the most important thing is honesty, truth. Ki bevadai im yistakel al huho emes lamitoi, because it's most definitely fact that if a person will look at the real truth, bevadai yachtor l'Hashem yisborach, that person will do everything they have to do to dig tunnels, to do whatever it takes to get to Hashem, ad sheyoshuv be'emes, until that person will do real tshuva. Ki afal pikein, because Rav Nosson Zal says, because even if you want to say, Hashem said, don't come back, Hashem is far from me, I feel so distant, I'm in total darkness, even, ma yeh besoifoi, what's going to be in the end? Ki soif kol soif, yehiyeh muchroch lehistakein. Because in the end, everyone and everything is going to have a tikkun, is going to have to be repaired. How? Al yedei anoshim koshim umorim alofim shana rachmalson. Because this person, if he says, you know what, I did so many sins and I did pigama bris and wasted seed, so there's no hope for me. Rav Nosson Zal says, this guy who's saying no hope for me doesn't know that if he leaves it at that, in the end, he's going to have a tikkun, only the tikkun is going to take thousands of years of severe punishment. Rachmona Litzlan. Haloi toiv loy shayoshuv miyad. So Rav Nosson Zal says the person is much better off doing tshuva now. Ki be'emes ein shum yiyush ba'olam klal kemavur etzleinu kama pamim. Because the truth is, the real truth is that there's no such thing as no hope for anybody, as is explained in our books in many places. Ki kol hanefilois v'hayayushim shel ha'olam. Because all of the different falls that people experience, where they become distant from Hashem, and all of the hopelessness that people feel, hurak machmas horichuk me'emes, it's only because they've allowed themselves to become distant from truth. They're not honest. They're not being honest. It's because the person fools himself. He fools himself into thinking that he can't do tshuva. As the pasuk says, "Lo yamin shuv mini choishech." She'eino imamin she'ef shelo yadayin lo shuv. The person doesn't believe that they still have the opportunity to come close to Hashem to do tshuva, mini choishech, because of the darkness, because they're in a state of darkness. V'chol ze machmas hasheker. However, all of this is because the person is lying. They're not being honest with themselves. Ki hu mevakesh la'atzmoy alila liftor atzmoy me'avodas Hashem yisborach. The person is simply looking for an excuse. He's looking for a way out not to have to be religious, not to have to serve Hashem. So he figures this is a way out. Forget it. I did so many sins. I'm so bad. There's no way I can fix it. So now I'll go have a good time. So now I'll forget about Hashem and I'll live without religion, chas v'shalom. K'moshe pirush Rashi al posuk, as Rashi in the Chumash tells us, regarding the posuk where it says, Vayihi ha'om kemisoynanim. The people were complainers. The people in the desert, the Jews in the desert, were looking to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu about everything. So Rashi says, Mevakshim alila, it's not that things were so terrible. They were looking for an excuse, a way out, to leave Hashem. To say, we don't need this, forget it, we're out of here, you know. Ki kol odom betivoi yeshloi ra hamoinoi me'avodas Hashem yisporach. Because every single person inside of themselves, in human nature, has it within themselves, they have an evil there that blocks them from serving Hashem, from recognizing Hashem, and from serving Hashem properly. We know that man comes from the Adama. Man comes from the earth. Adama is dirt, earthliness, ground. V'tzorich lizboil tsar v'yegiyos l'shaber zehora. And a person must experience pain and struggle to destroy that evil, to get rid of those barriers, those natural barriers that are blocking him from being spiritual, from coming close to Hashem. We know the body is one of those barriers. The body has its whole list of requirements, what it's looking for in life. The soul wants to reach out to Hashem. The soul wants to connect to Hashem. The body says, have a nice day. I'm going in the opposite direction. I'm headed south. You're headed north. I'm headed south. And the only way that a person can get close to Hashem sometimes is by experiencing certain pain, the pain of abstention, fasting, or doing other things that the body considers painful. Or struggle, major effort to break his head, to sit in a chair and learn Torah, and review it. He doesn't understand it. I'm going to read it again until I understand. I'm going to break my head until I do understand this piece of Torah. So because of the fact that it's difficult, that's why it's within the human nature to be looking for an excuse, a way out, to say, to get out of religious obligations. Machmas hora shebetivoi, because of that evil that's found inside of us. That evil could be the evil inclination, could be the Yetzer Hara. That's one example of this. We know the Torah tells us that the moment a child comes out of the mother's womb, la pesach chatos roivetz, that sin is lying there right at the entrance of the womb. That the moment the child comes out, the Yetzer Hara says, let's shake, I will be with you on your tour. You know, you'll be touring this world for 70 years, whatever it is. I'm your Siamese twin. I'll be with you wherever you go. Aval afal pikein. However, despite that, oiloi mi yitzroi, oiloi mi yitzroi. The Gemara says, woe is to the person from his yetzahara, his evil inclination, that I got to live with this bum my whole life. I got to deal with this guy who's constantly looking to take me away from Hashem. But at the same time, oili mi yitzroi, woe is to me from my creator. I know that if I decide to follow this guy, I'm in big trouble. There's going to come a day when I'm going to have to face my creator. And he's going to say, hey, buddy, where were you? Why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you follow my instructions? Why did you listen to that other guy? So we're caught in the middle. There's this tug of war, Yitzri and Yoitzri, the Yetzer Hara and my creator. Ki emas hadin olav. Because the fear of that final judgment is upon every person. Maya selyon pekuda. What will I do on that day of reckoning? V'alkein ein loishum hisnatzlus lifrois mi'Hashem yisborach. Therefore, the person has no real legitimate excuse to turn away from Hashem. Al yidei sheroye shemaschil kama pomel l'skavel Hashem yisborach. Based on the fact that the person says, I tried a lot of times, and I see that I can't even pass an easy test. So, and then the person tries to make an excuse for himself. So what can I do? I tried, I see I can't. Maybe religion is only for certain people. I'm not cut out for this. The person says, really, I would want to be religious. I would want to turn towards Hashem. But what can I do? My Yetzer is fighting me all the time. He doesn't let, and I can't seem to win. So what's it going to help? I'll try again. I'm going to fail again. I know there's no way I'm going to succeed at this. Kikvanit pasti begolus godoil. Because I've already been dragged into such a deep exile, ad she'ef shelo shavoy, to the point where I can't do tshuva anymore. I can't repent to Hashem, chas v'shalom. This is what people try to convince themselves. They try to say this and they try. Aval be'emes, but the truth is, kol zehu pitui hayetzahara, v'hasosas habaldovar. All of this is simply the seduction of the evil inclination. This is just the Yetzer Hara. There's no truth to this whatsoever. If a person thinks they're going to bring proof from the Torah or from other sources, it's below. It's a lie. It's not true. This is simply the Yetzer Hara talking to them. Me'oitzim hora shebetivoi. It's only the evil in the person's nature that he's born with. We know the Gemara tells us, for example, that when a child comes into this world, the Yetzer Hara comes to him right away. The moment he's born, at the entranceway for the womb, the Yetzer Hara is there. When does the Yetzer Tov come to the person? He doesn't arrive until the Bar Mitzvah. So for the first 13 years, a child is operating this in the world with sort of an imbalance. He's got the Yetzer Hara and no Yetzer Tov. He did not get a Yetzer Tov yet. So again, the person is starting off sort of with a major disadvantage. Now he becomes Bar Mitzvah, puts on tefillin. We want him to be an angel. We want him to be Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know that the Yetzer Hara guy has a 13-year edge on him. Now hopefully, if this child was zecher to go to a cheder, to a yeshiva, and if his parents tried teaching him religion, so everybody's doing what they can. But remember that the Yetzer Hara was on the scene from day one. The Yetzer Tov does not come onto the scene until a Bar Mitzvah. So So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says that the truth is that all of these thoughts that I can't, there's no way that I can do this, I've tried so many times, I failed, there's no way I can succeed at this, this is just the seductions of the Yetzirah. Whereby the person, the Yetzirah, is looking to give a person an excuse to get out of being religious, to walk away from Hashem through this mistake, by this mistaken belief. But the truth is, the person is only fooling himself. It's called denial. Today, that's the word that they use, the popular word. People who are living in denial. Because in the end, what's going to be in the end? The Pasuk says there's no darkness, there's no hiding place that a person can hide from Hashem. All the evildoers. And the person, every person, is going to be accountable 100% to Hashem. And up there, there's no vitur, there's no saying, it's okay, we'll let it go. Up there, there's no letting it go. Down here, if a person does tshuva down here, you can be forgiven. Down here, Hashem can say, okay, no problem. Up there, there's no such thing. And if the person has at least a little bit of intelligence, then the person should really not allow himself to make this kind of mistake. To think, I tried, it doesn't go, I see I'm not cut out for this, I'm not cut out for being religious, I can't do this. Because the truth is, there is no such thing as any person giving up on themselves, giving up on their ability to be religious, to come close to Hashem. And no matter what, no matter how many sins you've done, no matter how many times you tried and failed, the person has to dig and search for a rescue, an escape from Gehenna, from the lowest levels of Gehenna, chas v'shalom, which he'll bring himself to if he don't fix, if he don't turn around.
And
if the person sees that he's trying and he's struggling for years, and he has still not succeeded in doing real tshuva, in fixing his mistakes and coming close to Hashem, despite that, the person has to be very, very stubborn. And to hold on to whatever he can in religion, like a person who's stubborn. Like when a person gets stubborn, we know when people that are stubborn, I don't care. A person says, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm here. I'm not leaving. Rabbi Nazal says a person has to be able to turn on that attitude sometimes when it comes to Yiddishkeit. That no matter how bad it looks, no matter how impossible, I don't care. I don't care. I'm here, I'm not letting go, I'm not leaving, I'm not pulling out, no matter what. I'm not quitting, no matter what. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutimran, Shetzorich lihiyois action godoil bavoides Hashem Yisborach, that a Jew requires incredible actionus, stubbornness, when it comes to serving Hashem sometimes. Stubborn means that another person would say, you're crazy, you know, enough. It's enough. Stop. And the person says, no, I'm not going to stop. I don't care. I'm not going to stop. Relentless. Ve'yitle einov lamoroim tomid. And the person should always be turning his eyes up to Hashem. She'yizke lo shuvei lo yisporah. Pleading with Hashem, begging Hashem to be zoche to do tshuva. That Hashem should bring me close to him. Oy lehinotzel me'ato. Or at least as of now, starting today, Hashem, save me from what I need to be saved. Save me from repeating those sins, from doing the things that I did wrong in the past. Now listen to these next words. This is very important. V'roi l'ho'odom habardas sheyihyeh merutzeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says it's the right thing for an intelligent person to be 100% willing. Shafilu im lo yifal b'chol avoidosoi v'tirchoi v'yegiyoi. Rak shal yidei ze yinotzel pam achas. Me'ezo aveiro gemuro oy hirur oy taiva kol yemechayov. If a person knows that his soul is up in heaven now, and they're telling him, we're going to send you down to the world, you're coming down to the world, you're going to live here for 80 years, 85 years. You know how much suffering a human being goes through in 85 years in this world? You could write 100 books on it. You could write 100 books sometimes on what a person goes through in one day. Picture years of being in this place. And they tell a person, you're going to come down, you're going to spend 85 years in this place. When you come back up, your success, the best success you could possibly achieve is to erase one sin from your past. Meaning, you had a balance up in heaven from your previous visits to earth. Your balance was you were minus 10,000. You owed 10,000. We're going to send you down to earth. You're going to spend 85 years. You're going to come back down, and you're going to have decreased your debit by one. Instead of owing 10,000, instead of having 10,000 sins on your record, you're going to have 9,999. If the 85 years of effort in this world, you're going to succeed in wiping out one sin. Rav Nosson Zal says that it's the right thing for a person who has brains, a person who's intelligent, to be 100% willing that if through all the efforts that he puts in an entire lifetime, his success will be that he'll be saved from one sin, meaning, Dahainu shalidei avoidosoi, utfilosoi, v'hisbaredusoi, that by going to shul every single day, in rain, in snow, the air conditioner is broken, the heat, there's no heat in the shul, it's freezing, and going out for hisbaredus, and davening, and learning, Yizke he'll be zoicha shebesoif yomov, that at the end of his life, yieloi nechsar venifchas aveira achas, he will have succeeded in eliminating one sin off his record, getting one sin removed from his record. Hainu shalidei avoidosoi zocho sheachshav yeshloi aveira achas pchusa mecheish ben avinoisov measher hoyeloi im loyo yechoytem espali notzamayhem. Meaning that the whole success after hundreds, thousands of hours of prayer and learning Torah and giving charity and everything, the result of the whole thing is that he was able to remove one sin from his record. Gamzeh hoyo kedai loy. It was definitely worth it. It's worth it to go through an entire lifetime to get one minus removed from a person's record, chas v'shalom. Ki soif kol soif, because in the very end, loy nishar lo'odom mikol amoloi v'yegiyoi mashomol v'torach bo'olam hazeh, kim mashezocho lefo'omim lehinotzel meira v'aveirois, v'lachtoif lefo'omim eze mitzvois. Because after a person finishes living in this world an entire lifetime, and all the breakfasts, lunches, and suppers that he ate, and all the stairs that he climbed, and all the streets that he walked, and all the doctor visits, and the physical therapy, and after everything the guy went through, what remains when the person goes to the grave? What do they take with them? The only thing they take with them is their successes, if they were successful in avoiding a sin. In avoiding, they had an opportunity to commit a sin, and they didn't commit the sin, chas v'shalom. And they were zeicha sometimes to grab a mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, to give a little charity, to go visit a person who's sick, to help a person in need. That's the only thing that remains from a person when they leave this world. Everything else is a joke. Everything else is imaginary. All the successes, the jobs that he had, and the degrees that he has on his wall, the law degrees and the doctorates and all of that, zero, zero. He doesn't take any of that with him. Ve'yefsher laharich binyan zeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I cannot elaborate further on this. Ki alofim verivavois yirios lo yaspiku levayar, because thousands and tens of thousands of pages will not be enough to explain ad heichon ha'odom tzorech l'schazek tomid behishtoikikus l'Hashem Yisborach. To what degree a Jew has to always be yearning for Hashem. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to do good. I want to do tshuva. V'lo yaniach es harotzoin l'oilam. Not to let up for 1 second on that desire. I want to do a mitzvah. I want to help other people. I want to learn Torah. I want to be good. Ki kol echod v'yechod yesh loy menios u'bilbulim acherim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim b'li shiur. Because every single person has obstacles and confusion and variety, diverse obstacles every single day. V'haklal, and therefore the bottom line is, she'ikar huhoemes. The most important thing is to be honest. Be honest with yourself. Ki emes hu echod. Because the truth is one. The truth is Hashem, who is echod. The truth is only one. We said many times that a table, if I want to tell the truth about what it is, I can say it's a table. If I want to lie about what it is, I can say 100 different things. Umi she'enoi roitze lahatas es atzmai. And a person who's not looking to fool himself, umistakel al hoemes, and looks at the real truth, shelo ya'abed olamoy hanitzchi, that he should not forfeit his eternity, he should not throw away his eternity in olam haba, bevadai yoshuv el Hashem mikol mokim shehu. That person will definitely return to Hashem, no matter where they're coming from. Ki emes Hashem le'olam, because Hashem is always true. Hashem is the truth always. We've mentioned this in the past, but it pays to repeat it. That we know that in the whole Yiddishkeit, there are 613 basic commandments. Of the 613, 610 of them, if a person is told, violate this mitzvah, otherwise I'm going to kill you, he should violate the mitzvah. Eating pork, hundreds of sins, put on shatnez, everything. There's only 3 exceptions to that rule. There are 3 sins that are so terrible, that a person has to allow himself to be killed rather than to violate those sins. One sin is murder, kill another Jew. Kill him, otherwise I'm going to kill you. Kill me. I don't care. I don't know that my blood is any redder than his. So if there's a choice of kill me, kill him, if the choice is in my hands, I'm going to say kill me. And the other one is adultery, and the third one is idol worship. These 3 sins. And the Gemara gives examples, the Torah gives examples of three people who are outstanding in these 3 sins. They reached the lowest lows that a person could reach in these sins. Yisro, the Torah tells us he worshipped all idols. He said Hashem is greater than all idols. So the Gemara says, what do you mean all idols? He was a connoisseur? He knew, yes, he was a connoisseur. He tried everything. This Yisro, who tried everything, all the idols, became one of the most honorable people in the whole Torah. He became the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he is credited with Hashem giving the Torah on Har Sinai. It was in his merit. When he came and said, I recognize the true Hashem, Hashem said, okay, now we're ready to give the Torah on Har Sinai in his merit. The example of adultery, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah towards the beginning speaks about an individual called Elozar ben Dordaya. The Gemara says he was outstanding. Any illicit woman, any zoina, anywhere, he would travel wherever he had to get to commit a sin with an illicit woman, something that was forbidden. And the Gemara says one time he was told that there's a woman that he's got to cross 7 bodies of water to get to her, and a lot of money. He said, I'm in. And he traveled, he crossed the 7 bodies of water, and he came to her, and he paid the price. and he got undressed, and the Gemara says he's about to commit a sin, and this woman said to him, you're like the breath. She saw that he was Jewish. She recognized that he was Jewish. She said to him, like, just like the breath that leaves my mouth, once it leaves, it doesn't come back. You've left your people in such a way that you could never go back. And hearing this from her, he got dressed, he walked out, and he went into a forest. And the Gemara says he started pleading for the mountains to pray for him. This one should pray for him. Each time he asked someone to pray for him, a heavenly voice came out and said, pray for you? Never. No thanks. Not interested. And then the Gemara says in the end, he said to himself, I guess it's up to me. I guess nobody can do this for me. I've got to do this for myself. And the Gemara says he put his head between his legs and he started crying and crying until his soul left him. And the Gemara says at that point, a voice came from heaven and said, Ashrecha Rebbe Elazar ben Dordaya. How fortunate are you, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, that your soul is entering into Gan Eden, paradise, right now. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was giving a shiur at that time, and he started crying, and he closed the book, and he said, I have only one thing to say now. Yesh koine oylomoy b'sho'achas. I have discovered, because he heard that heavenly voice, he said, I've come to recognize that a person can acquire eternity, eternal paradise, in 1 hour, in one good deed. And he said, not only paradise, but they called him rabbi. Could you imagine? In heaven, they called him rabbi for that tshuva. The third example, the Gemara says there was a Roman general who was the worst of the worst. He came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he came to Yerushalayim, and he saw a puddle of blood. And he saw this puddle was bubbling as if it was like a geyser. So he asked, what is this blood? And the Jews were afraid to admit that this was the blood of a tzaddik, Zechariah Hanavi, that the Jews had murdered, because he was reprimanding them. He was telling them, if you don't do tshuva, there's going to be big trouble. So they told him it's the blood of sacrifices, temple sacrifices. He looked at the blood and he looked at them and he said, you're lying. But let's see you bring sacrifices. Now I want to see the blood dance like that. You better tell me the truth, otherwise I'm going to cut all you to pieces. So they admitted to him that this was the blood of a tzaddik whom they had killed, they had murdered, because they refused to listen, to accept his rebuke. He said, so I guess he's bubbling because he's looking for vengeance. I'm just the guy for the job. He took a sword and he started cutting, hacking people to pieces, murdering men, hundreds, more. And he's looking at the blood the whole time to see if it's going to stop. It's not stopping. He says, okay, now women, let's try women. Maybe he likes dead women. And he started murdering, slashing, murdering women. Looking at the blood, it doesn't stop. He said, bring kids, children, maybe that'll appease him. Started slaughtering children, hundreds. And the Gemara says at the end, he got so frustrated, he screamed. He said, Zechariah, Zechariah, I've killed the best of them. You want me to kill everybody? And at that point, the blood stopped bubbling and the blood seeped into the ground. So the Gemara says, this Roman said to himself, this is interesting. They murdered one guy and so many people had to pay for it. Look what the vengeance, look at the revenge. What about me? What happens to me? The Gemara says he took off his Roman garments and everything. He snuck away and he converted. He converted to Judaism. He did tshuva. And the Gemara says from him came forth rabbis who taught Torah to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara gives examples of the three worst sins possible that these people were smart enough not to say can't. Can't, this is not for me. Can't do tshuva, can't fix. And look what they achieved. Look where they got to. Now, Rav Nosson Zal, before he touched on the topic of Chanukah a few pages ago, now he's going to come back and reconnect Chanukah to our whole topic here. V'zeh b'chinas, with this we'll understand what the Torah tells us during the time of the flood, when Noach and his family were in the ark, and Hashem flooded the whole world and destroyed everything, and at one point, Yoin Anovi sent a dove out to look, to come back and report to him whether the flood was over or not. So the pasuk says there, Vayishalach es hayoino le'eserev, he sent out this dove towards evening, Vehine alei zayis torof b'fiha, and the dove came back with an olive branch in its mouth. Ve'isa, and it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shezehu b'chinas Chanukah. The olive branch represents the holiday of Chanukah, when we light the candles with olive oil. Shemadlikin neiroi shel shemen zayis. And the pasuk says there, Oz vayeda noyach ki kalu amayim. And when Noach saw the olive branch, when he saw Chanukah, he knew that the flood was over. Because we learned a few pages ago that the Chanukah candles, the light of the Chanukah candles, represents Hashem's eyes, Hashem's supervision looking at the world. It represents truth. Because we said that we light eight candles, the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the 8 times that it says the word Emes from Kriya Shema in the morning till Shmon Esrei. You'll see the word Emes is written there 8 times. Hu tikun al mei hamabul. That was the solution. That was the repair for the waters of the flood. Shehu b'chinas chet hanal. And we said that the flood was brought about through that sin of wasting seed. The pasuk says there in the beginning of Parshas Noach, ki hishchis kol bosor es darkoi al horetz. Ki ikar hachetu shemafrid oyer hahashgocho al yedei chet hazeh shubchines pgam hoinayim kanal. Because the main damage and destruction that a sin causes is that it causes a break between the supervision of Hashem, the eyes of Hashem, and the world. As we explained earlier, that's the pigam in the eyes. V'alkein al yidei ner Chanukah, and therefore by lighting Chanukah candles, b'chinas hamshochas oyer hahashgocho gamle, where we're drawing the light of Hashem's supervision, gam lemato me'asorat tfochim. Chanukah is the only holiday where we draw the light of Hashem down below 10 tfochim. The Gemara says usually the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit of Hashem, will not go below a certain level, below 10 tefachim. It won't come to within 10 tefachim of the ground. Except for Chanukah, where we have the ability to bring the supervision of Hashem, this light, even below 10 tefachim. Leida, Shashem Yisporach b'chol mokoim kanal. To broadcast this message that Hashem is everywhere, even in the lowest places. Ayidei zeh nistakein zeh hacheit. That's how we repair this sin, even this sin of Pigam HaBris, of Zera Levatola. V'choizer v'nichlal achar HaBriya b'koidem HaBriya. And we're able to reconnect the creation and the world with what was before creation, with Hashem. V'nidchin me'amabul. And we remove the waters of the flood. V'choizer v'niskayim ho'ilam b'shkachos yisporach. And we bring the world back to being under the supervision, the direct supervision of Hashem. V'zehu v'hine alei zayis. And that's why it says there that Noach saw the olive branch, do Chanukah. The Zohar HaKadosh says that represents the holiday of Chanukah. Oz vayeda Noach ki kalu amayim. That's when Noach knew that the flood waters are finished. No more flood. Ki nistakein achet kanal. Because the sin was repaired. Shehu b'chinas mei hamabul. That refers to the waters of the flood. Al yidei ner Chanukah. Through the light of Chanukah. V'zehu v'hine alei zayis torof b'fiho. It says there was an olive branch. And it uses the word torof. The word torof has multiple meanings in Lashon Kodesh. One of the definitions of the word torof is parnosa. Sustenance. V'dorshu Rabbi Seinuzal, the Gemara says on that pasuk, what does parnasa have to do with olives? So the Gemara says that the shebiksho al parnasa, that the dove prayed to Hashem that Hashem should provide her with sustenance, and the dove said, Yiu mezoinoisai meroiren kizayis, let my earning a livelihood be bitter like an olive. We know an olive, when it's first in inside the olive, it's very bitter. It's only after it's beaten and processed and everything that some of that bitterness goes out. The olive in its original, the olive oil in its original state is very bitter. So the dove said, "Let my earning of a livelihood be bitter, but and come from you, Hashem, rather than me have to come on to anybody else." That was the prayer. Rather than me have to come to anybody else, turn to anybody else for help, I'd rather have my parnos Hashem come from you, be it as bitter as it is, no matter how bitter, no matter how difficult it's going to be. Hainu kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this ties into something we learned about before. Ki ikar haparnoso nimshach mebechina zu. Because we learned before, how does a person get sustenance from Hashem? How does a person get Hashem to take care of them? When there's a connection between Hashem and the world. When Hashem's supervision is solidly connected to the world. Mibchinas klolius achra bria b'yechod. By connecting after creation with the one Hashem, al yedei ha-hashkocha, through the supervision of Hashem. Shu b'chinas alei zayis, which in this case is represented by the olive, which represents the light of Chanukah, b'chinas ner Chanukah, the Chanukah candles, which represent drawing the hashkocha of Hashem upon us. We'll hold it over here for now.